This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, widely regarded as quarterbacks 1 and 2 in April's NFL draft coming up. They are training together in Las Vegas, and some audio has dropped in video of their back and forth. The two top prospects, and Cam Ward, bless his heart, letting Shedeur Sanders have it. You can hear, as these two are training together, there's a little bit of hate in his heart for Shedeur Sanders.
I do love it.
They gave you a completion percentage award, and all you did was throw checkdowns and bubble screens.
That's actually crazy. If I did that, my completion percentage would be 90. I throw the ball downfield. You don't.
You ran the ball. You had a run game. You had a run game.
I love that. I love that Cam Ward is just like, dude, you got a completion percentage award because I do. What he should have said is that you took a ton of sacks, too, where you didn't need to. Throw the damn ball away. Help your team survive. And Shedeur's only comeback was, you had a run game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? Your best running back left in the transfer portal.
Oops.
He said, I'm not going to do this again. I'm out. Dylan Edwards.
Yeah, it wasn't... You're right. You could hear it wasn't just a little bit of trash. The words had some bite to it. They had a little cut to it.
Yep.
It was Cam Ward throwing down the gauntlet of like, almost your stats are a little fake.
Because they are. I mean, in all bubble screens, that's a little bit unfair, but...
Cam Ward was a push-the-ball-down-the-field kind of guy.
Cam Ward is...
How many times watching Miami last year did you see Cam Ward reach back and air that thing out?
I will say it's also to the detriment of... It's the one thing that terrifies me about Cam Ward, too, though, as a prospect, is that...
He airs it out.
He doesn't have any... conscious sometimes about where the ball is going and how it will adversely affect his team in the NFL. It will kill you to do that. I feel like this second piece of audio, though, I feel like Cam Ward felt I was coming on a little bit too strong.
Hope it's next year. Me and you in the Super Bowl.
Hey, I know your weaknesses.
We're going to have that thing turned up. I know your weaknesses.
I know your weaknesses.
I know your, all I got to do is call RJ Stone.
Who's that?
My old teammate Wazoo popped your ass.
That's how you do. That's why you got a 70% completion rate.
All you do is this. LeJounte. Bubble screen.
What'd you do with Restrepo?
Touchdown.
What'd you do with Restrepo?
I ain't throwing no bubble screens.
We didn't know something.
Come on, man. You know you ain't first. We thought we're number one. You were number two.
You're not going to be the first pick.
Who said anything about that?
And I know you're not going.
Hey, why them boys captain said you going to number 6? We both know that ain't true.
That was sick, gang.
Man, what is they doing?
I stopped buying TVs.
What is they doing, man? What's wrong with these people?
Be quick.
Four screens every game. You average about 15 screens a game. That's what's crazy, bro. I'll do what my team needs to win. If we got those screens, those screens.
So why you ain't do it in the bowl game?
Huh?
You didn't do what your team needs to win bowl game.
You didn't either. You didn't do what your team needs.
You didn't either. So you quit on your team, bro. I guess we both suck.
You quit on his team.
Cam Ward going
a little bit more fun there.
Yeah, I feel like he was like, I laid it on too thick. We're both going to be playing in the Super Bowl. How about that?
Yeah.
And then he goes, but I'm going to be quarterback one. You're going to be quarterback two. I'm going to stand on that hill. And then he went to bat for Shador over the he'll be there at six for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you're not going to be there at six. That ain't happening. That you will be gone before six.
He'll be there at six.
Do you want that?
No, I don't want that choice because it scares the living daylight out of me.
Yeah.
I saw a comp for Cam Ward that I find very interesting. Baker Mayfield.
For Cam Ward?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. No.
Gunslinger, high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Mobile, good athlete, tough.
It's a lot different because Baker did have a lot of composure and control in college where it was like, he was more in the NFL, his YOLO throws.
That's what I'm talking about is
I don't think, but Cam Ward's like that now.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, and that is, I think we forget just how good Baker Mayfield was in college.
Oh no, he's a trophy winner. Yeah, very good.
He was insane. Absolutely insane.
I've said this all along. Yeah. If I had my choice and the Raiders were going to take one of the two quarterbacks, I would take Cam over Shador. I would. I've been saying that for months.
I draft an O-lineman.
I'm saying gun to your head, you have to take one of the quarterbacks. Which one are you taking?
Cam Ward.
Okay.
I'm taking Cam Ward, and it it's tougher, but at the same time, I think that I think it's a lot harder to beat out of a guy the just take a sack instead of turfing it. I think with a guy like Cam Ward, you can say, buddy, your process is a little jacked up here. And that you can get through a little bit easier to a guy who's going to try and push the ball down the field and is used to getting the ball out, where I think there's a lot with Shador of paralysis by analysis, where he's sitting back there and he's like, wait a minute. It's not there. And then he just takes the sack.
Yeah.
Right. With Cam Ward, it is not there. Well, I'm going to go back to number two because that was the closest and I'm going to try and get that thing in there.
And ESPN's on over your shoulder. Field Yates' latest mock. Cam Ward 3 to the Giants.
Yep.
Shador Sanders 6 to the Raiders.
He's not going to be there at 6, though.
He's going to be there at 6. He's going to be there at 6.
Oh, man.
I'd almost guarantee it at this point.
Well, Tom Brady will be his personal quarterback coach.
Yeah. The scary part of that is that Michael Jordan 2.0. Why can't you be great like me?
Well, I'd be terrified of that too.
You know,
I have a feeling the Raiders might not go quarterback in the first round, and they may take a guy in the fifth or sixth round.
I hope they do.
Maybe the 199th overall pick, and say, look at all these quarterbacks that were taken above you.
Mm.
Are you going to have that chip on your shoulder for 2 decades?
There you go.
And that would scare me too.
Yeah.
Because that if it worked once before. Yeah, we can do it. We can go ahead and run it back again.
The Brady model.
Yeah, Tom Brady did it. He had a great career. And your head coach, Pete Carroll, did it too with a guy named Russell Wilson.
Third round
pick.
Undersized.
But all right, if you go down that line of thinking, if you go second round, you're looking at a guy like Jackson Dart.
I've said it over and over and over. Best player available at 6, Jackson Dart in the second round if he falls. 100%. That is a home run draft, in my opinion, in the first two rounds if you were the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. So, looking at other quarterbacks, right? If you go, would you rather have Shador Sanders in the first round at number 6 overall, or Quinn Ewers in the third round? Late or mid-second round?
That gets a little dicier. I'd rather have Jackson, but I think Jackson's going to end up going in the first round. So
would you like Jalen Milroe? ever.
God, no.
Kyle McCord. He is the sixth quarterback.
I'm talking myself more into McCord the more I read about him.
Well, the guy he was replaced for, Will Howard, is seventh.
Yeah, I wouldn't go down that path.
Dylan Gabriel is eighth.
No.
Here's a guy that I think...
could pop.
He would be like the fifth round pick, Tyler Shuck, Louisville.
He's got all the, like, if Al Davis was still alive.
He is 6 foot five.
Shuck would be one of their guys.
He is an athlete.
Big arm.
But they'd take him like in the second round.
Yeah. 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 I could see that happening. Particularly if Al Davis was still
alive. Watch him run the 40 and be like, boy, I think I need him.
Yeah. I mean,
I think I need him. And then you got a late round guy could be Curtis Rourke, Indiana.
Who played without an ACL?
Winner.
Good for him.
Riley Leonard. You would love Riley Leonard. Oh, God, Notre Dame quarterback.
That would drive me insane. Freaking Tim Tebow, 0.2. It's not even a 2.0.
Don't even call it. Don't. I would say he's closer to Taysom Hill.
Is that better or worse?
You can be the judge of that. I'll let you decide.
Riley Leonard needs to make the transition to H-back.
No, he can be a quarterback. It worked for Taysom. And then you move. And then you can still play quarterback.
Every now and then.
You started a game.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.